Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio. And also I am live streaming to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, as well as my Facebook page, my Facebook community, and also the Be Well community. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma. And July is the second of three fire months in this water year that has opened a new age for the evolution of humanity with mind-blowing breakthroughs, which I will be talking about a little bit tonight. So this month of July, when I usually take off from the live broadcasting, I'm actually going to do three live simulcasts, both the radio broadcast and live streaming these videos. And my goal is to do this six-month review with you from January to June to guide you to be able to get some clarity and get aligned with your personal goals for the remainder of the year. And so tonight I'm going to talk about the themes I used in January and February, which has to do with breakthroughs and sparks. Now, for those of you listening on the radio, just so you know, if for some reason you lose your connection on the internet, you can listen to the program over the phone, and that number is 563-999-3089. Okay, it's time to honor the ancestors, to honor the people whose shoulders we are standing upon. And of course, today is the 4th of July here in the United States, the day to celebrate independence. And there were many, many ancestors that gave their lives to that beautiful aspiration about freedom for humans, freedom for humanity, for people to be able to live without being oppressed or treated like they're disposable, for people to be able to be supported in the truth of who they are and their gifts and talents and their genius, to be able to get up in the morning and decide how they want to experience their lives, experience themselves, and to be able to get access to all of the great, great benefits and things of comfort, as well as things of education, as things of knowledge, as things of, you know, just fun, the same as anybody else. So we, of course, are in the United States and around the world are still aspiring to those human goals, but we have now moved into the age of Aquarius, and I believe that we're on a clear path to make that happen. Maybe not in my lifetime, but definitely in somebody's lifetime, maybe the seventh generation that comes after us. But join me now as I open up and invoke the ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, thank you, thank you, thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to those great emissaries of yours, the ancestors. Creator, so many of our ancestors have given their lives for the cause of freedom, for the aspiration of all humans being treated equally, being treated with reverence, not being treated as though they're disposable, but honored for their divinity. And so, as always, we are asking and thanking you for bringing us this ancestral wisdom and the help we need so that we can courageously go forth in this modern time to really make that dream a reality. And so here on this 4th of July, ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, those of you who gave your lives for freedom, and we're asking and thanking you for continuing to be with us, holding our feet, holding our heads, holding our hands, being beside us, in front of us, behind us, above us, below us, and within us, so that we continue to go toward that dream and to make it a reality. And so, ancestors, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your help, for your courage, for your wisdom. And Creator, of course, I ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and all that is holy. I say the name of the Yeshua, and I say amen. Ashe Yeho Asah Shinka Bizimban. So it is. Ashe. Now, normally, I would spend some time talking about the elemental wisdom and the astrological insights for the week. I'm going to touch on them very briefly because I will do a specific video just for that this week. So on Friday, we flared into a fire week in this fire month of July. July is the fire month. And so it's about truth and living our truth, sharing our truth, and encouraging others to do that as well. So just hold that and put your attention on that word of truth as you go about this week. Very, very, very helpful. Yeah. And astrologically, really interesting. So there are some squares. We avoided them mostly last month. Last month was intense enough without the squares, right? You know, coming off of that May eclipse and the Mercury retrograde that we had last month. But we do have some squares this month. And so if you're kind of feeling a little like, you know, almost torn, that's kind of the energy I feel. Like there's a torn, like, because on the one hand, there's this heaviness, this sadness, so much tragic things going on. You know, tragedy in the news, but tragedy among people that I know, I'm sure people that you know. And then on the other hand, it's this joy, like we want to play, we want to sing, we want to dance, you know, we want to move about and go about. And yeah, it's a challenging time. It's just a really, really challenging time. So, you know, there's this torn feeling. So those are the squares that are showing up, and Uranus and Saturn are involved, and then Venus jumps in. Ah! But good news is by the end of the week, we get a new moon in Cancer. So that will be very, very, very helpful to us by the end of the week on the 9th. But again, I'll give you some more of the specifics of that in a separate video, because tonight I want to spend most of my time just going through this recap with you and just helping you, like I said, get some more clarity, encouraging you to have clarity and confidence and courage to move forward through the last 6 months of this year, you know, really getting yourself to a place where you're feeling fulfilled, that there are happy endings happening to you, and that you really look back and say, yeah, it was tough, but I don't regret anything. Yeah, that's where I would like people to be. So I want to share this quote that I used in January by an astrologer named Gary Crawford. And it is his overall predictions, insights for 2021, which he calls Welcome to the age of light speed change. And the quote is, while we had to grieve the end of an old era in 2020, while enduring difficult birth contractions collectively, the astrology of 2021 will require continuously adapting to the far-reaching changes that will be erupting across all aspects of society. Yeah, that's what's happening, definitely happening. So January opened us up to the year of 2021 as a water year, according to the wisdom that I keep from the Daggara spiritual medicine. And the element of water, and especially for this year, and especially coming out of 2020 and the global pandemic at its worst, this has definitely been a year for releasing. Water is about, you know, releasing. Let's let things go. Let's feel it. Let's, you know, be in our emotions, but let's be in them so that we're grieving and that we're releasing, you know, that we are reconciling things, and most importantly, that we're getting to the love. And so I talked about that process of this water coming in 2021, rushing in, if you will. To me, it felt like a river. You know, like a dam had burst and now this river was flowing and just, you know, carrying things forward, carrying things away, you know, like a cleanse, like a purge, like, you know, again, the old things having to move out of the way. And we'll be continuing that all year. So there is definitely grief a lot of feelings of anxiety, you know, mental health issues right now, like domestic violence, are at an all-time high. You know, it's epidemic in a way because of, you know, what COVID brought, but also, again, it's the energetic of the time that we are in. So it's a very, very, very challenging time. And to put a more cosmic, broad perspective on it, understanding on it, all of this releasing that we're doing is so that we can be in flow, that we can come out of our stuckness and get into flow. You know, the great pause of COVID in 2020 into 2021, and clearly don't think that I'm saying that we're out of the woods yet with this pandemic, because we're not. As long as there's stuff going on, like in India and Australia had big breakouts now, you know, thought they were done with it, it came back, you know. So there's still this moving through it. We are definitely not done. But in 2020, when things did shut down for several weeks or a couple of months or more than that in many places, you know, that pause made us have to stop and get still and to really look at what's working, what's not working in our lives. New things were thrust upon us, like children having to be at home for school, being homeschooled. People working out of home who had never done that before, having to learn a new technology like Zoom and Microsoft Teams, you know, all of that kind of stuff was going on. Yeah. Or even figuring out, you know, okay, if there's not going to be enough toilet paper, what are my alternatives, right? Yeah. So all of that was a time for us to really reevaluate, I'll say, you know, to have to rethink and reexamine, you know, all the re's going on, in order to, you know, keep going and keep moving, keep trying to figure it out. And then you add to that the loss of life, the great loss of life that was happening in 2020. Yeah, kind of makes you think, kind of makes you stop, kind of makes you pause, and especially the loss of people close to you or people that you knew and didn't expect would get sick and die, yeah, that really pauses us and has us think, wow, like, yeah, there, yeah, I could leave at any time. You know, it makes us more aware of our mortality, you know, of how very vulnerable we are. I think in Western culture, we like to do a lot of things to make us feel like we are superhuman, you know, that we're never going to die physically, that we have the strength of, you know, the universe. But no, that's not true. That's not true. Things are going to come to an end for us personally. And so I think that level of consciousness, it's really creating in us these breakthroughs. Yeah, I think we're breaking through what it is that can no longer serve us, no longer support us. You know, we've been stuck in some patterns and some belief systems, in some experiences in our lives, personally, professionally, globally, definitely socially. And we're now beginning to say, okay, I want to break through this. This isn't working for me. I'm not liking what this is. So just be aware. Just be aware of where are you in terms of this breaking through to get yourself into a flow in your life. And when things are flowing in life, there's an absence of anxiety. There's an absence of worrying about what's going to happen next. There's an absence of worrying about, you know, what's the time, you know, and what's the schedule. You know, when you're in flow, you're doing things that you really, really like, things you really enjoy, things that make you happy, things that make you excited, you know, things that you get up in the morning for and you're like, yeah, yeah, this is good, this is good. So, yeah, you want to be in the flow. And, you know, to get into the flow, we have got to be able to, you've got to be able to really, you know, get rid of what's blocking that. You got to become aware of it. That's what I mean to say. Because a lot of times we're not really aware, or maybe we are, but we stop ourselves from breaking through, you know, and that could be leaving a job, leaving a particular environment, whether that's a work environment, whether that's a relationship environment, home environment, something maybe we agreed to that at the time made sense and it was working, but then as things moved on, things shifted or something changed and now it's not working anymore. You know, and we may kind of want to stay connected to the what was working rather than being able to face the reality that, no, it's not working anymore. It's just not working anymore. Yeah. So we need those, we need that courage. That's what it is. We need courage to be able to break through so that we can get back into our flow. And part of that is kind of what I talked about in a personal growth opportunity exercise I gave you, is thinking about, you know, who and what in your life do you need to consciously grieve, you know, consciously let go of. And I also asked, who in your life do you need to forgive and love unconditionally as you would want them to do for you? You know, forgiveness always is involved with us growing and moving beyond something. Yeah. And then I also asked, who and for what situation do you need to reconcile, to make peace with? You know, and sometimes that is, sometimes reconciliation can be that I am accepting of the fact that this used to be okay, this used to work for me, but it's not working for me anymore. Yeah. Yeah. And then out of January, I moved into February's theme, which was relighting your spark for life. And I got, you know, really motivated by that, inspired to have that be the February theme because of the movie Soul, right? And the movie Soul, you know, this unborn being is trying to find their spark, trying to get what is their spark in life. And then somebody who died, you know, at a time that's not convenient for him is having to learn what is the difference between having a purpose and having a spark for life. Yeah. And so I asked you in February to really listen to your heart, to listen to your heart. We do so much to listen to what other people say, to what is on social media about what's right and wrong, to somebody maybe we admire, but to really stop and listen to our own self, to listen to our heart, that's a really, really important thing to do. It's a really important thing to do. And to want to love our lives. Again, back to, you know, our pause with COVID. We got shut down from so many things. And we have to find a way to keep going. We have to find a way to keep being okay. And part of that was learning how to accept situations and find a way to, you know, still be healthy and strong and loving. despite that. Yeah. All of this is sparking for life. And then I talked about your it, you know, finding out the thing you do that gives you peace of mind. Danger or harm you, your health or others, so it's not an addictive behavior. It's soothing, it's nourishing, it's generative, it's loving and deeply personal and often irrational and unique. And I talked about Louis Armstrong having those 8 eggs in his refrigerator and showing his friend that, you know, this is what makes me feel great and feel secure in my life. I don't care about my gold trumpet from the Queen of England. I need to have them 8 eggs in my refrigerator, you know. And so going on that journey to discover what our it is and the importance of having that it, you know. Going back to what's something you missed in childhood, you know, that maybe points to what your it really is, something that you need to do for yourself that didn't happen for you, you know, that didn't manifest for you as a child. So I'm going to close out tonight just leaving you with that thought about, you know, what are the breakthroughs that are happening for you or maybe need to happen for you? Maybe you're still working on it so that you can get back into your flow. And then that spark for life, knowing what it is, listening to your heart, following your heart, loving your life, wanting to love your life, not waking up every morning saying, I don't want to be here. No, but really loving your life. Yeah, having that as an intention, as a goal for the rest of the year to love your life and knowing you're it and being able to give yourself that and be supported by others to have that. Yeah. So think about that. As always, I am closing out thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for the wonderful platform they give me to do this broadcast. And I also want to shout out to the Be Well community on Facebook. Check them out, Be Well for Women community. Ms. Carmen Ray and Michael DeMond, thank you so much for giving me platform there as well. And to all my regular listeners and viewers, those of you who have wisdom walk with me and you know who you are, my spiritual kin, my family on both coasts, and to all of the wonderful people that are very much committed to seeing this world become a better place that I'm connected to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this work without your loving support. Yes. I have made a promise to myself, one of my commitments is to allow my YouTube channel to grow to 1,000 subscribers. And it's not so that I can make money. It's more that I want to really make sure that my message is getting out to as many people as possible. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel and share the wealth. Invite other people to do the same, and I really, really appreciate it. Ah, Cincinnati is here with me. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, when I'm doing this too, I'm really still learning how to use StreamYard. This is what I'm using with. So I just found out that I can only simulcast to 3 places. I have to pay more money, and then I can do 4. So if it's not broadcasting over Be Well, that's why I just learned that. And also, too, there's this thing where you have to give permission so that you can chat with me. Anyway, I'll figure that out and give you some more information about that for next week. Because next week I will be doing this again. This time we'll be looking at the months of March and April. And that was New Beginnings and Castles in the Sky. I love, love, love that. Yes. My book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, wrong finger right here. Ah, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Kindle. There's a Kindle version. I am working on an Audible version, and it's easy to find online. There's still copies of it out there, definitely. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a very safe and happy holiday weekend continuing. Be careful with those fireworks if you're using them. This is a fire week, so tell your truth. We're not out of the woods with COVID. A new variant is real. It's out there. It's even more more highly transmissible than the first one. So, yes, continue to wear your mask. Do your social distancing. Even if you're vaccinated, like I am, you can still catch the disease and you can still pass it on. So if you're going into a place where there's a lot of people, or, you know, just use common sense, protect yourself and protect others. And most importantly, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.